visiting Brett Whiteley in Hell Hospital, Harvard. Driving through the night, followed by Arrival. Small incisions are made at the base of the neck, groin, knees and wrists. Flat boats, the size of coffee tables, take visitors through metal doors and into the first lounge. Barbed wire, water weeds, shadows, and the sound of parrots being butchered are the main features of this chamber, which is soon forgotten as we move along visceral tubes formulated as corridors. There are many others here also, but they seem all drowned by the rough shapes, camouflage material, and constant looping soundtrack of one's own thoughts. The next chamber is entered, and it is that of sex, but nothing beautiful lives here. Instead, there is exchange of values, energies, and identity. Through the air passes the feeling of suffocation. A sticky green pearl in the commodity of satisfaction. After only a few seconds, which seems to take longer than normal, the area is abandoned, and we move on. Another hallway, twisted with doors adjusted at right angles to the few steps which lead to them. Screams and visions of one's own cruelty. Perhaps we are getting closer, but it is difficult to tell how far we have come lying down. The next chamber seems to be dealing with memories, and for each answer there is a question, but it does not appear to be here. A sign above our heads warns us we are now going underground. We slip down. These seem to be the wards reserved for addicts of various kinds, and those which enjoy their company. They are only wide tunnels of rounded and worn brick. Shelves on each side, a meter or two deep, provide the sleep and eating area. A trough of running water, upon which we float, provides toilet and washing facilities. Faraway voices describe treatments and amenities as the finest in the Western world, as formulated by the Marquis de Sideways. We move on, through tangled masses of fencing and electrical cable. Dirty, drawn faces stare with blank intent from stone shelves and darkness. Flickering light caresses as burning fingers might. A name is drawn from the chatter, screams, animal sounds, water drip and hum. Whiteley, Brett. Three coffin-like boxes lie to the right of us at the bend before a descent into further darkness. Crows call and he stands from the third box, looking well with head shaved. I step to him upon the stone terrace and we walk together further into the depths. Introductions are quick, and I make a reference to a Pakistani accommodation warden at the university I studied at. He laughs and tells me of a new painting he will not be beginning, as he is dead. I reply that he is the greatest artist Australia has yet been burdened with, and he offers to show me the pain of terminal addiction. There is a falling down, and there is a never getting up again. A bunch of fists, and a bunch of flowers.